Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Chucky, and I'm your friend to the end. Heidi fucking ho.
And welcome back to Chucky Queers. It's a new year. We're starting the back half of season three, and I am Joe.
And I'm Trace. And yes, we are kicking off with season three, episode five, Death Becomes Her. And while I do really enjoy that we name all these episodes after movies, Joe, who is the her in this scenario?
Yeah, of all the titles that we've had so far, this is the one that kind of doesn't work the best. Mm-hmm. It's a little awkwardly shoehorned in here, but I love the enthusiasm.
I do as well. I mean, but again, I was expecting like a Jennifer Tilly type thing, but you know what? It's fine. We at least get her in this episode, which I wasn't fully expecting.
I also was not sure if we would get that. And yes, her part is definitely tangential, but it's good to see her still part of the action. Obviously, as we ramp up towards the finale, I'm sure we will see much more of her.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, so I mean, like, it's been a while since we discussed Chucky. And I admit, I haven't done one of these like part one, part two breaks in quite a while. So how do we think, I guess, before we dive into the nitty gritty, like, how do we think overall this works as a mid-season premiere?
This is okay. It's definitely, here's what you missed on Chucky, which in case you folks have forgotten, it was Halloween. That's where we left off. So we killed a bunch of people on the dance floor, and then Chucky tried to pray to Damballa to make him young again. And no bueno, this guy is still old as fuck looking. So now we have to try to figure out a new plan. But Chucky's going to spend most of the episode lamenting the fact that he's probably going to die.
So my question for you, Joe, because I feel like in the two and a half years we've been doing like Chucky reviews, mm-hmm. one of your common complaints is, well, I just don't really know like where we're heading next. And mm-hmm. that issue is addressed in this episode. We know where we're going for the rest of the season.
Yes, we know where we're going the rest of the season. Presumably this will continue to play out. My new question, Trace, mm-hmm. is this the end? Are we preparing to wrap this up?
I have no idea because, you know, I went back and I rewatched the trailer for season three, part two, which, you know, has, you know, I Will Survive It. I love it when we do pop songs and trailers. I don't care. It will mm-hmm. never get old for me. I love it. But there is a shot of a nuclear bomb going off. And so I'm kind of like, what if that's the last shot of the season / series?
I mean, yeah, folks, spoiler alert of where this episode ends. But let's just say that we are down a commander in chief.
Right? Do we know who the vice president is? Is it? Oh my God.
Oh, what yes, we do. It's the doctor, the guy who played Lexi's father in season one.
Gotcha. Oh my God. I was like, wouldn't it be funny if it was like Devon Sawa again playing the vice president? Okay, right. Well, that's out the window.
Make him the Canadian prime minister.
Yeah, very much so. I had fun with this. I mean, it does feel like, hey, we're setting up the back half of the season. So as you said, it's a lot of catching up. But I thought it was really fun. And per Chucky, we do at least get one or two very graphic deaths. Yeah. But why don't we go through then the three like kind of areas this episode covers, huh?
Sure. Okay. So we'll start with the kids, because even though they do get some juicy stuff in here, I would argue that sort of the least consequential to the plot. So maybe we'll start with Lexi. She has the least to do. So she's trying to make amends with Grant, who is the first son. And of course, you know, he accused her and Jake and Devon of using him to get into the White House. So they ended up breaking things off after the Halloween party. And she more or less spends the episode saying, I really need this guy in order to find my sister. So I've got to more or less apologize.
Yeah, this is probably the least successful like part of the episode for me, if only because it's so brief and he forgives mm-hmm. her really quick. And they don't even really about things. But yeah. I guess it's because I want her to be like, look, dude, there is an evil doll in your house. This is what's mm-hmm. going on. But maybe that'll happen next week.
I'm hoping that we're going to confide in him. Not going to lie. Still worried that we're probably just going to kill this kid because anyone who's come close to Lexi ends up dying.
I mean, anyone in this White House is dying. So yes. we'll get to the commander in chief in a bit. But yeah, this was okay. But there's not much to say because it's just okay, cool. Their status quo is reset. They're starting over. Boom, boom, boom. We'll see what happens in the next three episodes.
Yeah, the takeaway is that we're going to be able to get back into the White House for a movie date down the line in the future. But even that, it feels like, okay, well, that could easily get upended now that we're going to literally have a national security incident.
Yes. So, okay, but before we get to that, what about the other kids? So Jake and Devin popped their respective cherries this week.
So folks, peek behind the curtain. We actually knew that this was coming because Don Mancini told us confidentially after we interviewed him for our Chucky episode. He said the kids are gonna fuck next season, but he did give us a line which was not included in this episode, so I'm curious to see if it's still going to come up. But yeah, this is nice. It's cute. It's a little reminiscent of Jade and Jesse from Bride of Chucky, where we're doing it in a sleazy motel with overhead mirrors.
Well, I was unrelated kind of, but I was thinking that where I was like, oh my God, if we get a fourth season, that means we have just as many seasons up to like Bride of Chucky. It's like, what if we go for like eight seasons? So it's like eight movies and eight seasons of a show.
I like your ambition. That is a long way in the future.
Exactly. I confess. So there were times during Jake and Devin's dialogue where I was like, this is really cheesy and stupid. And I was rolling my eyes a lot. But
okay.
I had to rack my brain because I was like, but these are legitimate teenagers. And legitimate teenagers.
Legitimate.
And I, as embarrassing as it is, 100% said some of the sweet nothings to my partners when I was 16 and 17 that these kids did. So it's realistic, even though I think it's cringe.
Yeah.
The sex scene itself, I think, is fine. I mean, we don't get to see much of anything, but no. I do also think that's because we're still dealing with teenage actors.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked a little bit about our relationship watching these boys grow up. We're in a kind of heartstopper territory where neither boy has actually publicly identified their sexuality. So I'm cognizant of what fans want versus what the actors might be comfortable with versus what the needs of the show are. And I think that this was done tastefully while still maintaining the other areas.
Yes. Although I will not lie, I keep thinking Devin's going to die this season. Like just the way, because, you know, it leaves and it's like, okay, well, Devin wants to go away, abandon the Chucky shit. Jake wants to keep going. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of a recipe for Devin's going to die and Jake's going to blame himself for it later.
So I won't lie. I never for a second considered that we were going to kill either one of them just because of what the queer love story has meant to viewers and particularly young viewers. Like Don Mancini is so on the record of saying this is a really important relationship. And then comes this episode where you're right. Devin is actively saying, I think we should leave. This is dangerous. I don't want one of us to get hurt. And like, we can all read between the lines.
Yeah.
That means he's probably on the chopping block.
And maybe that too is Don Mancini's idea where it's like, you know, hey, like, you know, this is the trope. Like normally in any other kind of film, horror or otherwise, when you're seeing this type of stuff or couples are like making leaps and bounds and like doing better for themselves and like doing a bunch of firsts. Maybe that's the idea where it's like you think we're going to kill him, but we're actually not. And we're going to subvert, like we're going to pull the rug out from you some other way, which I hope it's not killing Lexi. Fingers crossed.
I was going to say the subversion would be to then kill Lexi for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, but they're honestly kind of off doing their own thing for most of this episode. These kids aren't really involved with the goings on at the White House, but we've got a lot going on here. Not the least of which is the First Lady again working with that dude from Ally McBeal.
Price, yes.
Gil Bellows. Yeah, this is fine. I keep wanting it to like boil over, which I guess, you know, it's the first episode of the second half of the season, so we can't do it yet, but I would imagine things are going to come out next week, given how this episode ends.
Well, that and the fact that they spend the episode talking about whether they should confide in the president, you know, should we let him know? He seems to be losing his mind. He's seen the ghost of Joseph, his younger son who died tragically. We still don't know the full circumstances of that. Yeah, I'm not going to like the sexual tension between Gil Bellows and Laura Jean Chorostecki. Yeah. It seems to be ramping up, and I feel like now that the husband's out of the way, we might see these two be fucking by the end of the season.
if you had just watched this episode out of context, their entire scene of like, should we tell him? I don't know. I feel so bad.
We
just fucked and we had to tell him. Like, that's exactly how it sounds. And again, maybe that's the point. I admit, I had to be like, what are they hiding again? Like, what? Right. What's the big deal?
Yeah, but okay. So let's talk about one interesting new development that occurs in this episode, which is that ghosts are now confirmed real in the Chucky universe.
So, okay, is it ghosts? Because it's almost like footprints of murders. Like, we just keep... I will say, I liked a lot of this. The CGI flag didn't look great, but I chalked that up to sci-fi budget. This is cool. I admit, I thought we were having everyone hallucinate, because, you know, I think we first see it with James, the president. I mean, we see it with the kid, because he sees the eyeball falling on the wall.
Yes.
I thought these were all hallucinations. And so once we get the confirmation with the first lady and Price, that, oh, no, like, they can see this shit, too. Mm-hmm. I was just like, oh. And I hate saying, like, oh, they're adding supernatural to the franchise. The franchise has always been supernatural, but it's never been like this, you know?
No, this is just some new twisty development. And you have to assume that it's somehow related to Chucky and what is going on with his aging factor, because it only seems to be happening in the White House. So it's in his geographical proximity. Right. But it's a fun, weird little twist kind of thing. So I'm here for it. I don't know if they're going to take it much further, but we'll see.
You know, I mean, this may be a spoiler, but we do see Brad Dourif in the trailer for this season, which would lead me to believe that he's also a ghost of some kind. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, just speculating at this point. But let's get to the piece de resistance of this episode, which is Devon Sawa's death, which, holy moly.
So we get one murder before that, which is Chucky killing the cleaning lady and finding it completely unsatisfying. I like this, but it felt very much like we need a death before we do the big death. And I appreciate that Chucky at least acknowledges that, you know, oh, if I had done this before, I would have felt something. I would have enjoyed that murder and it didn't make me feel anything. So he enters a state of ennui. And then when he talks to Jennifer Tilly / Tiffany on the phone, she basically says, "You're motherfucking Chucky, like, get your juice back on." And this is when he kills the president.
Yeah, I get this. I did not expect this to happen. So I don't even know why, because I feel like in any future seasons we get, we know Devon Sawa will get killed. And I think, assuming this is not the last season, I feel like that's going to be the kicker. They should not kill him off in the final season. That should be the kicker.
Again, subversion. Yeah.
But yeah, this was delightfully gory. I thought for a second that he was going to live, but then his eyes come out and I was like, oh, maybe not.
I kind of thought the same thing, because it feels like a murder in two stages. You think maybe he'll just be blinded or he'll just be incapacitated and we'll wheel him around in a wheelchair or something. And then no, those eyes pop out and we are done.
I guess it's because I was kind of like, you know, I figured he was going to die, you know, because he thought it was Joseph's ghost, but it's not. It's Chucky. But I was also kind of like, oh, but he's dying not knowing anything that's going on. And that's really unfortunate.
It's your favorite trope. It's the person who dies not even knowing what the fuck is going on.
I just feel so bad for them. I guess he kind of figures it out like right before he dies when Chucky's like killing him, but still. But I mean, that's all the major plot developments. I mean, I think it sets up a decent rest of the season.
So the question is, where do you think we go from here? Because we speculated that they might kill Devon Sawa, but we thought that they would hit pause on that since he is the leader of the free fucking world. So what happens now that we have killed the most powerful man in the universe?
I have no idea. We also haven't seen Caroline at all. Like, we're still looking for Caroline, and it's kind of like, what? Like, I guess I'm a little disappointed that we don't have more of her, because that is kind of what the last season finale was like. Hey, this is what your next season is. And we're not dealing with that, which surprises me.
Yeah, it makes me wonder how much retooling or rejigging of ideas Don Mancini and co do in between seasons. I think once they stumbled on the White House, they realized, okay, we've got a lot of potential here. And maybe that doesn't always mean Caroline. But bear in mind, too, that we do have one other big cameo / guest star to come. As teased, we will have John Waters somewhere in the mix as the creator of the Good Guy doll.
Yes, and I'm really excited about that. I hope he comes in next week. Like, I hope we just get three episodes of him and not, like, the last one. But, You know, I won't say where I think the show is going to go, but I want the kids to team up. So I want them to team up with Grant and maybe bring in the smaller kid. Although I feel like maybe what we'll do is, I'm just going to say what I think we're going to do. Okay. We have Grant team up with our trio, but then the younger kid teams up with Caroline.
Oh, I see. Okay. So younger kids versus older kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think Price and the First Lady are long for this world.
Yeah, they could be speed bumps on the way, or they, yeah, I mean, you mentioned an atomic explosion, so maybe Chucky gets his hands on the nuclear codes, they end up going up in smoke or something like that. And of course, we also have to assume that Jennifer Tilly is going to be able to use her voodoo magic on those six guards and get her way out of prison, so...
Yeah, I know. I was like, wait, didn't she get all that shit last week, last episode? Like, get out, bitch.
Yeah, I think they're just waiting because this was an episode where we needed to do a bunch of other things. So I wouldn't be surprised if she's out in the opening moments of the next episode. But yeah, I guess, I mean, the other thing that we haven't talked about is that Chucky is still dying and he doesn't know what to do about it. So sure, he kills the president, but... I mean, well, no, he's still old as fuck.
He's going out in a blaze of glory because at this point, he is not even trying to fix himself because he doesn't think there's a way to do it. So he's just like, hey, let me go out in a blaze of glory and kill as many people as possible so everyone will remember me. Although if you nuke the world, no one will remember you. So wow.
Chucky's never been a great planner, all things considered. I wouldn't be surprised if he sets off a nuke and then Tiff shows up at the White House and says, let's go talk to the creator of the good guy doll. He may have a solution or something. Ooh, like that.
Fan theories. But yeah, I mean, I liked this. You know, as we always say, it's hard to kind of put like a grade on a single episode when we still have like, there's so many unanswered questions here. But this is a good bridge between the first and second half of the season.
Yeah, if nothing else, I mean, we talked a little bit about how sometimes the screeners that we get in advance have unfinished FX. This one, everything was done, but I do want to commend whoever made the old Chucky doll. That fucking doll looks so good. I hope that they sell it.
I know I kind of like griped about the CGI and the flag earlier, but there are actually a lot of effects in this episode. And again, working on what I'm assuming is a relatively small sci-fi budget, I think it looks pretty good.
Oh, yeah. They're doing a lot with probably
very little. And again, they have all these puppets to take care of.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, everyone. Well, let us know what you thought of this week's episode and where you think we're heading next week. But until next time, we can cross out Death Becomes Her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the Chucky episode, not the movie. But yes, you can cross out Chucky queers.